أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
سورة 70 المراج. Title: Its title is taken from the word miraj, which occurs in the surah's third verse. Period of revelation. In light of its contents, it appears that it must have been revealed in the same period as Surah Al-Haqqah. Subject matter and themes. This surah warns those unbelievers who make fun of tidings about the last day, the hereafter, and paradise and hell. They used to challenge the Prophet, peace be upon him, to hasten the chastisement of the last day, if he were true, and questioned if they deserved to be consigned to the hellfire. The whole surah is a rejoinder to their challenge. At the outset, it is affirmed that as the unbelievers seek to hasten divine punishment, they are destined to undergo it. Once it overwhelms them, no one will be able to protect them from it, but it will only strike them at the appointed hour. It may take some time, but they are bound to be justly recompensed for their unbelief. The Prophet, peace be upon him, is advised to bear with their mockery. Divine chastisement is imminent and at hand, although the unbelievers regard it as far off and remote. As the unbelievers make the last day the butt of their jokes, they are told that it is something awesome and horrendous. The sinners will undergo a real ordeal. In desperation, they will be willing to offer their own wives, children, and kith and kin in ransom in order to escape divine punishment. However, nothing will avail to avert their punishment. Mankind is told clearly that on the Day of Judgment, everyone's fate will be decided when their articles of faith, morals and manners, and record of deeds are accounted for. Those who disregarded the truth and hoarded wealth will deserve hellfire, and, in contrast, those who feared God and His chastisement, believed firmly in the afterlife, offered prayers regularly, helped the poor from their income, shunned evil, honored their trusts, kept their word, and testified to the truth, will get an exalted place in paradise. Finally, the Meccan unbelievers who throng to mock the Prophet, peace be upon him, are warned that if they do not give up, God will replace them with another people. The Prophet, peace be upon him, is advised not to bother with their ridicule. If they are keen to be disgraced in the hereafter, he should leave them alone to their vain pursuits, for soon they shall confront a horrible end.